felt this nervous in years. Not since he was 16, 17. That girl, she used to sit at the back of the bus. She was, everyone liked her. And you remember the first time he actually ended up sat next to her. Partly by accident, there was no other seats left on the bus. But he was grateful for the opportunity, of course. It was an awkward conversation at first. She didn't really seem that interested in what he had to say. But eventually, I think he won her over. Or he'd like to think so anyway. But that was probably the last time he'd felt this nervous. I guess not very much had happened since then. But now he's sat there in the car, looking at every other car, wondering if they knew what he was up to. He was only doing this for the money, of course. He wished he didn't have to. But things hadn't necessarily gone exactly as he'd always planned, with the two kids and everything. He hadn't planned the second one, and that was really, I guess, the problem. The first one had been great, and they'd been really happy there. But that second one, if only he could have turned back time. But of course now, I guess he's happy. It was just the cash, really, just a problem of getting the cash. And it always seemed to be one thing after another, really. What with the dog as well. Vet bills for that dog. I didn't know why the dog just seemed so, just never really think about what it was doing. I guess dogs don't really think, they just seem to run around. This one anyway, he never thought about anything he was doing, and then maybe dogs don't think at all. That walk where that dog broke his foot. The vets must have been taking the piss as well. Surely it doesn't cost that much. It doesn't cost that much to heal a human leg. Why should it cost that much to heal a dog's leg? That vet was definitely taking the piss. Of course, they had to get it done though. They'd had the dog for 5 years now, and the kids had become really attached to it. He remembers the first time he brought it home. He didn't even want the thing to begin with, but he knew it would end up being a burden. He was the one who'd be taking it for walks every evening. Him, walking around that park every single night and every single morning, around all the joggers and the cyclists and the people on their way to work. And he's got this stupid dog. The kids all said they were walking when the topic came up and they first had the idea. They said they would take it for walks and look after it and feed it and wash it. But no, he knew at the time it would be down to him. And of course it was. Mind you, he had become quite attached to that dog. It's just a shame that sometimes he just didn't feel like he had the energy to take that walk around that park, watching all the joggers. Didn't understand what their problem was. Running along, sweating, panting, looking like they're about to have a heart attack. What was their problem? Surely it couldn't feel that good. He tried to join the gym once, but he never really stuck to it. He had the best intentions. He remembers January the 5th going down, signing up. New Year's resolution, he was going to get fit, lose a bit of the flab. He went for about 3 weeks, and then never really seemed to find the time to go again. Loads of ideas, and then after a few weeks, it'd dry up. And that was what she said his problem was, no follow through. But this was something he'd follow through with. He planned it all the way, he planned it from the beginning. He came up with the idea, he mapped it out, he'd done all the preparations, and now he just had to wait until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock was the time when they changed, when the security guard would be off on his break. Next one hadn't quite started yet. It was time. took in the water.
Looked into people's eyes. Adam. You need bread. And good bread. No, no, that white bread. Something wholesome. Like a sunflower loaf or something. Thing. But it turns out not in fish bowls. keep trying, haven't you? You can't give up. Not for a thing as simple as bread.
Pupils would record all of the human movements and transmit in the evening when the tail will rise up. That furry tail. You'll just transmit. Bit after bit after byte after trillions, trillions of terabytes of data. We'll go back through hyperspace. Antkey was quite happy with his job. It wasn't extremely risky. Thanks to the sounds they learned to make, most humans would look on them favorably, as if they were their children. Human children.
So get used to it.
Yeah.
a white loaf. And if you're not satisfied with a white loaf, you can bloody move to bloody Gatlin area, Franklin area, or wherever the bloody hell they come from. Do you know what I'm fortified with? All kinds of vitamins. All the crap's been removed from me. We've had the husks removed. We don't need the husks because they're not nutritious. The best thing about bread is that it's easy to digest and has zero nutritional value. The best thing about white bread is that it's easy to digest and has zero nutritional value. But if you're a celiac, that's not the best that you can do. You can have white bread, sourdough bread, all kinds of bread.